Welcome to Honky Tonk Tales, where the neon's always buzzing, the jukebox never runs dry, and we bring the legends of country music to life. I'm your host, Jimmy, and today, well, buckle up, folks. We're diving into the life of a true original, the man who picked faster than a chicken on a hot plate, the actor, the songwriter, the guitar man himself, Jerry Reed. We're going to do our best to explore every corner of Jerry Reed's wild and wonderful life, from the back roads of Atlanta to the bright lights of Nashville, from Elvis's studio to Burt Reynolds' movie sets. Are you ready? I hope so. All right, let's get to it. Welcome to Honky Tonk Tales. Jerry Reed Hubbard was born in 1937 in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, life wasn't easy. His folks divorced when he was a baby. Raised mostly by his mom, Jerry was a firecracker from the start. He was sharp, he was funny, and always into something. At age 8, he got his hands on a guitar. And folks, that was it. That was the match to the fuse. He was obsessed. Practiced till his fingers bled. Started sneaking out to play local bars while he was still in high school. And by 17, he was in Nashville with nothing but his guitar and a grin you could probably see from the Opry balcony. He signed a record deal with Capitol Records pretty young, but nothing really caught fire. Then the Army came calling, but even in uniform, Jerry kept picking. Military brass said, "You keep that guitar with you, son. You're too good to be peeling potatoes." Now, after the Army, Jerry came back to Nashville like a bat out of hell. He signed with RCA, and in 1967, he dropped Guitar. That track, Hot Dog, it had more snap than a belt full of firecrackers. Now Elvis hears it, right? He calls RCA and says, "Whoever played that guitar, get him in here." So Jerry walks into the King studio session, plugs in, and tears it up. Not only did Elvis record Guitar Man with Jerry on lead, but it sparked a long relationship. Jerry was one of the few who could look Elvis dead in the eye and crack a joke. Now about the style. Reed called it claw style, a kind of finger picking, where the thumb's doing one thing, the fingers another. And somehow, it's all tight as a drum. Chet Atkins once said Jerry was the best guitarist he'd ever heard. And when Chet says that, brother, that means something. Speaking of Chet Atkins, let's talk about that bromance. These two were the peanut butter and jelly of country picking. Chet was the clean technician. Jerry was the wild improviser. They recorded two duet albums, Me and Jerry and Me and Chet. Both were Grammy winners. But more than that, they were pals. They'd rib each other, try to one-up each other on guitar licks. One story goes that Jerry laid down a lick so complex that Chet just stared at him and said, "Now why the hell would you go and do that?" Now don't let the wisecracks fool you. Jerry was a master songwriter. He had a knack for blue-collar humor wrapped in tight lyrical phrasing. U.S. Mail, Amos Moses, A Thing Called Love. These weren't just novelty hits. They were clever, original, and loaded with attitude. And that brings us to Eastbound and Down, written in a weekend for the movie Smokey and the Bandit. The story goes that Burt Reynolds said, "Jerry, we need a song." Reed holed up in his hotel room, popped a few beers, and came back with a Southern anthem. Oh yeah, the movie years. Jerry Reed and Burt Reynolds were like two peas in a six-pack. They made three films together, most famously Smokey and the Bandit. As Cletus Snow, Jerry wasn't just comic relief. He was the glue. He drove the truck, kicked the bad guys, and sang the dang theme song. Behind the scenes, Jerry was just as fun. Did his own stunts, always had a guitar on set. And Burt said Jerry was one of the only guys who could crack him up during a serious take. When he was live, Jerry Reed was electric. Didn't matter if it was at the Grand Ole Opry or a honky-tonk in Texas. He lit up the stage with wild licks, stand-up comedy, storytelling. He was a one-man show. He made regular rounds on the Glen Campbell Good Time Hour. Carson, Hee-Haw, you name it. And every time, he brought that joyful chaos. Brad Paisley once said Jerry taught him that guitar playing should be fun. Vince Gill calls him an inspiration. And in 2017, he finally made it into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Long, long overdue. Now let's take a moment and talk about Jerry Reed's influence on today's country. Pickers, you can hear Jerry Reed's DNA in a lot of them. Like Brad Paisley, who has said more than once that watching Reed play was like watching a magic trick. Brad's lightning speed riffs, chicken picking, flash, and playful attitude straight from the Reed playbook. And he's not alone. Guys like Keith Urban, Vince Gill, and even more progressive players like John Osborne of Brothers Osborne all credit Jerry with kicking open the doors for stylistic freedom on the country guitar. Reed didn't just play guitar, he made it talk. He made it joke. He made it jump and holler. And that spirit lives on in a new generation of players who refuse to treat country guitar like just background noise. Now, offstage, Jerry was a family man, married to the same woman for nearly 50 years. He raised two daughters, loved fishing, joking around and telling stories. Friends say he was generous to a fault, never turned down a handshake, and always had a punchline ready. In 2008, he passed away from complications from emphysema. But Nashville and the world felt it. Even folks who didn't know his name knew his sound. So what made Jerry Reed special? Maybe it was the way he never fit into a box. A virtuoso who acted like a class clown. A chart topper who never took himself too seriously. A legend? Yeah, that's for sure. No doubt. All right, well, thanks for spending time with me here on Honky Tonk Tales. If you like this episode, be sure to let us know. Send us an email, honkytonktales@gmail.com. And be sure to come back next time for more stories, more legends, more honky tonk. Till next time, keep it country, keep it loud, and keep it honest. We'll see you next time, right here on Honky Tonk Tales. All right, research for this episode by me and GPT. Music for this episode is by Pine Groove Music. Additional music, Guitar Man, and Eastbound and Down by Jerry Beat.